the love child. Were the brudge out at Woodley did stride, wi' his wide arch's cool shaded bow, up above the clear brook that did slide be the popples, befoamed white as snow, as the gill cups did quiver among the white daisies a-spread in a sheet, there a quick-tripping maid come along, aye, a girl, wi' her light step and feet. And she cried, "I do pray, is the road out to Lynchham on here be the maid?" And, "Oh, yes," I made answer, and showed her the way it would turn and would lead. "Go along by the beach in the nook, where the children to play in the cool, to the stepping stones over the brook, aye, the grey blocks o' rock at the pool." Then, "You don't seem a barn and a bread," I spoke up, "at a place hereabout." And she answered, with cheeks up so red as a piney but late to come out, "No, I lived with my uncle that died back in April, and now I'm a come here to Ham, to my mother, to bide, aye, to her house, to find a new home." I'm ashamed that I wanted to know any more of her childhood or life. But then, why should so fair a child grow where new feather did bide wi' his wife? Then, wi' blushes of sunrise in morn, she replied, "That it mightn't be known, oh, they sent me away to be barn. Aye, they hid me when some would be shown." Oh, it made me almost teary-eyed, and I found I almost could have groaned. What, so winning, and still cast aside? What, so lovely, and not to be owned? Oh, a God's gift, a treated with scorn. Oh, a child that a squire should own. And to send her away to be barn, aye, to hide her where others be shown.